Well, joining us on the programme now, we have Jarrow Brown, MBE. And I say that because we will explore where that MBE came from. He's somebody who you may well have heard if you were listening to our coverage of Armed Forces Day, because he was up on the Hoe. And he's published a remarkable book. It's called 46 Miles, A Journey of Repatriation and Humbling Respect. Jarrow, first of all, welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
May I say that I defy anybody to read this book and keep a dry eye. It's a very, very moving book. So tell us what the book's about.
Well, quite simply, I was a police officer in a town, in an unknown town those days, called Wootton Bassett, which is now Royal Wootton Bassett. And in March 2007, I was invited onto the RAF base to witness the rehearsal of a repatriation ceremony prior to RAF Lynham taking on the role of bringing British forces home who'd been killed in operations overseas. And quite simply, after 4 years, 4.5 years of being involved in that operation, I retired shortly afterwards, and I realised I carried a deep sadness. And I must emphasise that sadness has nothing compared to grief, the grief I saw for four and a half years. And to release a lot of that sadness out of me was literally write the book. And I wrote the book for my 5 grandchildren for later in life to maybe say, "Granddad, can you tell me something about your past or your history or whatever?" And I say, "Well, read the book."
Yeah, well, as I say, it's an incredibly moving book. And your perspective, of course, is that you were in the services before you became a policeman. So you were well placed to be involved in this whole thing. But of course, as you say in the book, nobody realised just how it was going to grow and be received by the people of Wootton Bassett and indeed around the country, because you were just thinking, well, we'll organise a convoy that'll take 20 minutes. And of course, you know, people started to pay their respects, and so the whole thing grew.
It did grow, and a lot of things happened by fate, a spontaneous reaction to circumstances. As from the very first time we did escort that 20-minute cortege up to the M4, which was all we were asked to do in the first time, and an obstruction happened in the High Street, which resulted in the two soldiers, Aaron Lincoln and Danny Wilson, they were adjacent to the War Memorial, and people were next to that, it's a Pelican Crossing, people next to that were just stood ready to cross, but nobody crossed. Mm. Once the obstruction was cleared, we continued on our journey. And just to reiterate the point of how the impact of this 4 years took place, we finished that short escort, returned to the police station, debrief, and my phone rang, and it was the RAF telling us, sadly, there was 4 more being killed and they'd be coming home the following week. And that's the sort of messages we got weekly.
And that just obviously just went on and on and on. And I think people around the country watching the TV pictures of the way that people in Wootton Bassett showed their respects connected with that, didn't they?
Well, it did. I mean, before the operation came to Wiltshire, it was obviously soldiers were being killed in conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think the figure was a staggering 180 soldiers had previously lost their lives, returned to UK, but not many people knew about it. Mm. And when the respects were being shown, initially local media, and then later on it was being shown on national, people then realised what was going on, and people then, when they lost a local lad in their community, they all travelled up to Wootton Bassett to join the communities of the Wiltshire town.
So this is the book tells this story, and as I say, it is incredibly moving. And it's not just sad, it's also quite uplifting. But as a consequence of your work, you now have the letters MBE after your name, and you've gone to the palace and met the Queen. So tell us how that happened.
Well, I got a letter from the Prime Minister in I think it was November 2011. And he asked me if I would, that the Queen wanted to bestow the MBE on me. And I was immensely proud. But if I may say, if it was nice to get the MBE, and I'll go on to that a bit more. But do you know, the biggest satisfaction I had was that the fallen were being recognised.
Yeah.
180 had gone home and nobody knew except for the families. And when we finished that operation, I was just immensely proud of being involved in something that brought some small comfort to families that their sons were recognised.
Mm, indeed. So you went to the palace and you met Her Majesty, and there was a remarkable story there as well regarding your wristband. I don't want to give too much away of what's in the book, but you made a connection with her, didn't you?
Yeah, I was stood before Her Majesty the Queen, and she said, you should be immensely proud in what you've, the services you've carried out in bringing a fallen home. And I said, obviously, Your Majesty, ma'am, I was. However, it's not about me. And I pointed, brought her attention to the wristband, the blue wristband I wear on my right wrist, which I've wear for many, many years now. And it was the name of Royal Marine Adam Brown, who was killed on August the 1st, 2010. And prior to going to... I went to Windsor Castle, actually, for the investiture, and prior to going up, I felt a little bit embarrassed. How is one supposed to react when you get the MB? Massive recognition, great honour. But if I closed my eyes, I saw 345 Union flag draped coffins. And Jenny Brown, the mother of Adam Brown, contacted me and she says, Jerry, you richly deserve that. Richly deserve that. And it was kind of her to say that. And I asked, in her memory of her son, could I wear that wristband? And she said, I'd be honoured to do so. And do you know what? When I told her about the comments that I'd mentioned to the Queen about her son, and she said, do you know what, Jared? When Adam was 7 years of age, he was stood at Portsmouth as the Royal Britannia yacht was about to sail. His uncle was part of the crew. And he presented the Queen a posse of flowers. And it was lovely to know that for that short, brief moment, I brought that memory back to her, which again gave her some small comfort, just how much we cared.
Indeed. And there's so much more like that in the book. It's called 46 Miles, and it's published by Men in House Publishers. And I should say that you support a charity as well.
Yeah, I'm really pleased you said that, Tim, because a lot of people want to contribute to charities, and I can't think of two better ones. One is Scottish Little Soldiers, who is I donate funds to that charity because of the fact that so many children lost their fathers. And I heard one child, never forget, crying out, why, Mummy, why? It was awful to hear such words. And the other charity I'm doing locally is the Royal Marines Association. And if anybody wishes to publish the book, please consider publishing it through, purchasing the book. Please consider purchasing it through the Royal Marines shop, which have a website. And for every book that's purchased through them, £5 goes to their charity. So I'd be grateful if anyone did wish to purchase a book, to consider going through them.
I'm sure many will. Jarrah Brown, MBE, author of 46 Miles, thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you, Tim.